Narrative Frameworks 55. Revealing and Concealing. If you look towards the sun and put your hands in front of your face, you conceal the sun, but your hands are revealed. And if you move the hands away and continue looking up, the sun is revealed and the hands concealed. As one thing is revealed, another is concealed. And as one thing is concealed, another is revealed. This is true of the dance between the ultimate and the relative. The ultimate, unborn, pure potential of pure consciousness, and the born relative experience existing in the world. Because as we believe in our little individual sense of self, we forget the ultimate. And as we remember the ultimate, there can be a tendency to forget the relative. And perhaps this is how the whole dance is powered, this shifting of our sense of self from unmanifest to manifest, from purity to differentiation, from wholeness to fragmentation, and back again, and back again, and back again. It's almost as if when the parts are born of the whole, and that wholeness of consciousness is fragmented into parts, those parts begin to self-identify. And that process is a natural process, because if the parts remember their wholeness, then the part I experience, the play of the world, would not be believable. So consciousness is identification, is reduced down to a form of itself. And essentially a veil is introduced. The contracted form of consciousness may no longer remember the expanded. It goes out, it defines itself, it explores and experiences, distancing itself from the source, from the pure consciousness, as it creates its own definitions and understandings of who and what it is. And in this there is a journey, but there is also a boxing up of a sense of self at the expense of the wider sense of self, and this causes suffering. And through this suffering there is search, again an impetus, a drive for the dance, this search for meaning, this search for deeper truth, deeper nature of reality, deeper sense of self begins. And this search, if we follow this search, the veil is lifted. Because this is the natural flow of things from unmanifest to manifest and back to unmanifest. This is the cosmic cycle, the in and out of the tides, the breath of the universe. This is cosmic hide and seek, the in and out movement of the universe, non-dual to dual to non-dual. Oneness fading in and out of modes. Oneness fading in and out of itself, unmanifest and manifest. And too much in one mode, and we forget the other. Perhaps this is what's happening in the modern world. We're getting too stuck in manifestation, in the conditions of separation, division, and the fight, struggle to be here, survival, to profit and not lose, to thrive and not die, to be successful and not fail. Because life knows its inherent success, its innate love, which is the ultimate success. And so the manifest experience yearns to reflect the whole. It seeks to align to the aspect of duality which best mirrors the whole. That is when it is coming back to truth and not moving away from it. In the duality, in the play, it's so easy to get caught in the struggle, in the world and its events, rather than being here, in truth, in presence, wherever in the world you find yourself. Being here in truth, in presence, as we are already. Come back to essence, the essence we always are. Caught in survival mode rather than liberation. Well, it's all in flux. Ride with it. What is it that would liberate or be liberated in the first place? We can have liberation from a false limitation. And yet in another sense, liberation is the inherent truth. Shining exists. We can put our hands in front of our face. And obscure that light. We could open our fingers and let the light in. Remove our hands and see that light and call this liberation. But the light was always on. The light is always on. This is the light of awareness, of pure consciousness. And this is the light the ultimate light, which experiences itself through the duality of this light and the introduction of shadow. This whole world is a play of light, and light is all there is.